Little series called A Good God. Let's look at it. A lot of times, where do I go with a series? Well, I use a Bible and I use a Webster's Dictionary. Well, sometimes I don't understand some words. And so I just want to have a little clarification. And so that's what I do. And that's what I did this time. A good God. Now, I know He's a good God to me. I know He is. He's been good to me, flat out. The problem is I preach to people who do not know many times that God's a good God. Satan has just messed up their head. They've been taught all kinds of mess somewhere. I don't know where you get it, but that, you know, God's bad or God does bad things or why did God let this happen to me and how could God love me if He lets this happen and how could God let the towers fall in New York if He's a good God? How can people starve to death over there on the other planet, on the other side of the planet if He's a good God? And so what you're saying is God's a bad God. That's what you're saying. How could God let this happen in my marriage? How could God let this happen in my job? What you're saying is God is a what? He's a bad God. And you get ready to go ahead and have a bad life if you think like that. Are you hearing me today? You ought to get your thinking straight. Bad things happen in New York because of some crazy lunatic Muslim believers. You hearing me today? That believe radicals that believe crazy things. You understand? Yes or no? That's not God judging America. That's the dumbest thing on the planet. We're the ones that screw up America. You hearing me say? Come on, listen. And I don't care what you've been taught. God's a good God. I don't believe that. I'm not going to look in some mama's face who had buried her baby and tell her God did that. That's nuts, man. You've got to get that kind of thinking out of your head. Are you hearing me today? It's not just on the big thing. What happens in our life we do this? Things happen with us. Man, shoot, we can blame God for getting a traffic ticket. Oh, no, it wasn't you speeding. You understand where I'm coming from. Say, you know, God gets the rap for a lot of crap. Excuse me. You can quote me. Dudney, say. And we do it. We say this. Guys, come on. Listen, we say this kind of stuff. I do it. In my own despair, I have wakened in the night thinking no one cares for me. I've said that. And I've had to catch myself and say, Gary Clark, you are an idiot. You understand? God, you're a good God. I'll tell you what. I tell you, judgment's coming one day. It's when you and I stand before God one day. And we lived in this great country. And we whined and we bellyached and we complained. And we don't even know how the rest of the world lives. You hearing me today? Of all people, Americans, we should say God is a good God. You hearing me today? Okay. I know. I wasn't even planning on saying all this, right? But it's the truth. I see so many lives screwed up that come to see me. I had a great situation this week. A football player called me. And I work with a football team. But we're off right now, you know. They're doing weight training, which is cool. But he called me. No, he didn't call me. He texted me. My phone goes off. Kim and I are actually going to sleep. My phone goes, ding. Text. Because the coach gives the football players my number in case they're in trouble. They need help. So it goes off, and I read it, and it's one of our players. And he said, I need help, and I need some answers. Can you meet with me? Can I come by your office tomorrow? And I text back, absolutely. You can't get there till late, no problem. So I meet him, and I get there. And I can't get into the details of his situation other than to say he's having a hard time focusing. His world is not a happy world. That's a lot of kids, guys. That's the home they live in. It's not easy. It's hard to focus. It's hard to do in school. It's hard to do in practice. It's hard to keep your goals. And he asked me this question. I loved it. He said, Pastor, well, he calls me coach. He says, Coach, I watched you go through hard times. Can you tell me how you kept your focus? I said, absolutely. I was able to share with him how I didn't think I mattered. And I had to come to the place where I realized I had value. Y'all listening to me today? That God would love me that much and give His Son for me. Even though someone else walks out of my life or abandons me, and it happens as a pastor. A lot of people leave Pastor Clark. I'll tell you that right now. It's happened for years. Amen? But He never left. He loves me. And I was able to share with Him how He needs to see that. And then I was able to share with Him how I truly believe Jesus is my Savior and my Lord. And He's a good God. You hear me now? It's so easy to just lose our focus or to blame God. So you hear where I'm headed now? Okay. By the way, turned out great. Me and the kid, amen? And I love this kid. Just pray for him, amen? It's going to be good stuff. He's going to continue to see me some. Here we go. Let's go to the message today. Taste and see. Here we go, that God is good. Here we go. We're rolling the train now. We're moving. Come on. Here we go. Ready? Psalm 34:8. Say that with me. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in... Is that what the Bible says? Can we read that again? But y'all are like sleepy on me. Help me here. Look at this great verse. This can't change your life right here. Look at this. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is... Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. Now let's say it again. Like we in the South. Come on. Here we go. Ready? Come on. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is... Blessed is the man that trusts in... Woo! It sounds like I better taste and see He's good. Because that's the path for me to have a good life. Did you hear me? I can blame Him. I can make excuses. I can whine. Or I can taste. Mm-hmm. That the Lord is good. And I can have a blessed life. Amen? Let's talk about it. That's where we're headed. So, I usually take a Bible and a Webster's Dictionary. I shouldn't need a Webster's Dictionary for the word good, should I? Come on. Everybody knows what good is. Do you? Webster. It means right. It means proper. Kind. Beneficial. Purposeful. Meaningful. Good means a lot, doesn't it? When I say God's good, that's God's a what? He's a lot. But just in case you're not with me, I looked at some other words in the dictionary. Evil. Wrong. Wicked. Injurious. I looked at another word. Bad. Evil. Unfavorable. Unacceptable. So here's the question, church. Which is He? You need to think like that. When you and I, excuse me, we run our mouth, we say the negative things, we point the finger, we can do it subconsciously towards God. Now you got it on the screen. Which is God? Is God evil? Say, is God bad? Did those words I put up, bad and evil, did that even look like God when I put it on the screen? Say, no. God's a good God. Look at it. He's right. God is proper. God is kind. God is beneficial to me. God is purposeful to me. God is meaningful to me. It's who God is. But wait a minute, I went further than that. Man, me and Webster, we went crazy this week. I mean, I look, God is right. What does that mean? God is right. That means God is good. God is virtuous. God is correct. God is straight. God is just. That sounds like a good God to me. Well, let's go to the next one. God is what? He's proper. He's correct. He's fitting. He's specific. Good God. Amen? He's a good God. God is kind. Means He's compassionate. He's gracious to me. He's giving to me. Well, this stuff, God is good. He's got a lot of stuff to unload. Because He's a good God. He's beneficial. Means He's useful for me. Very useful for me to have God in my life. It's an advantage for me to have God in my life. Would you agree with that? Say, God is a blessing in my life. Amen? Yes or no? You understanding? God is purposeful for me. God is intentional. God is valuable to me. He matters to me. I matter to Him, but He matters to me. Very valuable in my life is God. Amen? God is meaningful. Again, a lot of the same words. It means purposeful. And God is expressive. Amen? So this is who God is. Now hang in here with me. Are we all right so far? All right, so God is a good God. All we've looked at so far is one verse. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blesses the man that trusts in Him. And we've just used Webster's Dictionary. Let's go a little deeper. I call them these right here. Oh, taste and see, wait a minute, that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. Taste and see the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. Look at these good God verses. Say that with me. Look at these good God verses. Amen? Good God. That's who I've got. It's a good God. Amen? Say, are y'all all right? We have a good God. You can tell I've been looking at good God verses this week. You'd do well to do the same thing. Don't be surprised if it doesn't put a little kick in your step. Amen? Instead of being negative, why don't you go and look and find out who God is? He's a good God. God ain't never been nothing but to me but good. I know that's terrible English, but boy, it'll preach. God ain't never been nothing but good to me. Amen? God ain't never been nothing but good to me. Not everybody's been good to me, and I ain't been good to everybody. But God ain't been nothing but good to me. Amen? Come on. Look at some good God verses. Just look at them with me. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, say that with me, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in what? Goodness and truth. That's a good God verse right there. Let's look at some more. I had tons of these. Say that with me. God is not a man that He should lie. Isn't that nice? That's the kind of God you have. He's a good God. He's not going to lie or pull the wool on you. Amen? He's neither the son of a man that He should repent. Hath He said and shall He not do it? Hath He spoken and shall He not make it what? Good. That's a good God. That's a good God verse right there. It made my list, I tell you that. Joshua, and behold, this day I'm going the way of the earth. Joshua talking. He's old. And you know in all your hearts and in all your souls, say it with me, that not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spoke concerning you. That sounds like a good God to me, doesn't you say? All are come to pass unto you, and not one thing has failed. But I can't believe you let this happen to me, God. Which is He? He's a good God. Amen? How many have ever made bad decisions and you blamed it on God? Can I see your hands? Your choice. You did it. And yet you went, I can't believe God let this happen to me. Well, do the math. Do it again. It'll probably happen again. Amen. Come on. Look at this one. Say it with me. Truly, God is good to Israel. But watch it. Even to such as are of a what? A clean heart. It's not just for Israel, right? It's for all of us. God's good. But guess what? Yeah, if our heart's dirty, if our heart's not right, and guys, that's the whole point. We've been talking about how to take care of your heart and bless your heart and have a good, healthy heart. And I tell you what, this is part of it. This is part thinking God is good, getting that settled in your mind. Okay? Because that's a dirty heart. A dirty heart isn't just dirty thoughts and dirty thinking and dirty stuff. A dirty heart is also a heart that blames God. That's a bad heart. You need a clean heart. You get that clean heart, and a good clean heart says this, God is good. Amen? When my mother was murdered, I remember getting the news. And it was my brother-in-law on the phone telling me. And he asked me where I was at, and I told him. I said, a little country house in Arcadia area. And when I could tell his voice was bad. And I thought something had happened to my sister. Because why would he be calling me? But then I thought this, no. If something would happen to my sister, my mama would call me. She would never let nobody else talk to me other than her if something bad happened in my life. And just that quick, I knew something was wrong. And I sat down on the bed. And I said, yeah, I'm fine. And he said, your mother has been shot. And I said, is she dead? He said, yes. He said, are you okay? I said, I'm okay. But it wasn't him talking to me. It was the Lord talking to me. And just when he's talking to me, the Lord's talking to me. And the Lord's saying, Gary, everything you've preached is true. All those people you've told God's with them when they're hurting and when they've lost loved ones and all that, it's true, Gary. When you told them, I'll not leave them and I'll be there for them, it's true, Gary. And I sat right there and I responded back to him, I'm fine. Because God's a good God. God didn't shoot my mother. You understand that, yes or no? I've had people say, yeah, but couldn't God stop your mother being shot? Listen, guys, God's not up in heaven just running little puppet strings. I don't know what you think about God. You've been given free will, and we live on a planet with people with free will. Unless you don't come out of the house, you're going to have some trouble. I'm going to just tell you that right now. Y'all hear me or not? But God's a good God. Even if your mother's murdered, yeah, God's a good God. You hear me or not? Might be goofy to you. I'd rather be goofy to you and have a good life and keep a smile on my face than to be depressed or in some insane asylum somewhere. You hear me? Say. And you'd be surprised when bad things happen in your life and you keep your focus that God is a good God, your light will shine and you'll bless a lot of people. Amen? I know I got a little sidetracked, but I'm just telling you, God's a good God. For the Lord God's a sun and a shield, the Lord will give grace and glory. Say that with me. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk. He won't. He's for you, man. When you're doing the right thing, He's walking right there with you. He's for that. He's going to bless you. But do thou for me, O God, the Lord, for thy name's sake, because, say it with me, thy mercy is what? Deliver me. Is God's mercy good or what? Sure it is. Teach me to do thy will, for thou art my God. Say this with me. Thy spirit is good. Lead me into the land of uprightness. See, God's a good God. These are just some good God verses. This is a cool verse. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. Say it with me. Who went about doing what? Good. What did Jesus do? If somebody ever asked you, He went about doing good. That's all He ever did. When He flipped the tables with the Pharisees and the people that were self-righteous, that was a good thing. Amen? He was fine. He was doing the right things. Good. God's a good God. Amen? He healed those that were oppressed with the devil, for God was with him. We have a good God. Or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and God's long-suffering, not knowing. This is huge. I want you to get this. Say it with me. The goodness of God does what? One more time. The what? Leads to... I don't know if I can communicate this thought correctly, but I'll tell you what. The goodness of God will lead you more quickly to repenting than the judgment of God. When you start to see God is good, don't be surprised if your decision-making and life choices are much better. You can be threatened. Well, if you do that, God's going to do this. If you do that, God's going to do this. You do that. And you know what? I'm telling you, as you start to see the goodness of God and press your mind and your heart into the goodness of God, don't be surprised. That's going to be the thing that makes you want to serve Him and follow Him more than the hellfire and the judgment. Did I lose you or not? Okay? And I thought about it like this, and this is where I'm going to get a little screwy. We would do better with each other in relationship instead of trying to hide and seeing somebody cheating on you and calling and check up on them and all this kind of stuff. We'd do a lot better if we treat that person in our life good. Y'all listening or not? Treating them good, respecting them, thinking good, instead of trying to always think the negative and the distrust and the phone calls and the badgering. You understand? I don't know if that made sense or not. But I'm telling you what, you start to see the goodness of God, and I'm telling you right now, it's going to be something that's going to make you want to have a clean heart. It's going to be something that's going to make you, when you do screw up, you'll own it as your own. You're not going to blame God or blame somebody else. You're going to go, wow, I disappointed Him. He's so good to me. I'm an idiot. I'm a fool for thinking that way or doing that. What's wrong with me? See the difference? Yes or no? Okay. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto what? Any good we do comes from Him. Any good we do, it comes from Him. That's His plan, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore also we pray always for you that our God would count you worthy of this calling and fulfill all the what? The good pleasure of His what? And the work of faith with power. It's God's good pleasure to work in you. God wants to work in you. It's His goodwill. It's what He wants you to walk in the good way. That's God. You understand? I know it seems like I'm talking to some of you today, though, that you just don't, you're not with me on this one. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is what? Watch this. Say that with me. He that doeth is of, but he that doeth evil hath not seen God. Any good you do is because there's a good God. It ain't you. I did good. It's because you got a good God. That's why you did good. You live in a good country. You might have a good job. Guess who gave you the good job? Yes, you understand. Who gave you the good talent? Who gave you the good upbringing? God did. You see how all that flows back to Him? Yes or no? Amen. Little elementary this morning. We're going to finish. What is my response to God's goodness? This is fast. What is my response? What should my response be, Pastor, to all this good stuff you've been talking about? Here we go. Let's go back to Psalm 34. Do you remember Psalm 34:8? We learned it already. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in... One more time. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. One more time. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in... Did you taste a little this morning? on the screen, did you feel it a little? Well, you don't have to be at church to do this. You can be at the house doing the dishes. You can be at the grocery store shopping and see that that coupon matches that thing right there. Amen. Say, come on. You can do it anywhere. Taste and see the Lord is good. He's not a bad God. Amen. What should my response be? We're going to build a list right over here. Verse 8, we've memorized. We're going to start at verse 1. What should my response be to the goodness of God? Taste and see. Number 1, pop it up. Here we go. Bless the Lord at all times. Say that with me. Bless the Lord. I will bless the Lord at all times. That should be your response. You should be blessing the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Say that with me. Keep praise continually in your mouth. This ain't some spooky television evangelist preaching mess. This is right here from the Bible. We have a good God. I should bless the Lord at all times. Never should I curse the Lord. That's crazy. Never should I in any way intimate ever that He is a bad God. No. Bless the Lord. Okay? And then praise should be content. Praise should be ready to jump off my tongue. When things are happening in my world, poof! Praise should be right there, ready to jump. Ready. You can go and picture. He's on the diving board. That's if you fix in your mind that you have a good God. You understand? I'm not going to feel sorry for you. This is the way for you to get healed and to get whole today. Amen? Come on. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Say that with me. Brag on the Lord. You get yourself in a situation, get in life, where God's a good guy, and you just brag on the Lord. Something happens good, you give Him the credit. Amen? It doesn't matter what it is. Man, where it's from something to eat or getting a, I don't know, what it could be anything. It could be anything. The little shell you pick up on the beach. Well, just get, man, brag on the Lord. Amen? Why wouldn't you brag on the Lord when you see that beautiful? You sit down and look at the sky without saying anything. Why don't you brag on the Lord about what you're seeing up there? Amen? Going to the beach, man, brag on the Lord. You see a little critter? Brag on the Lord. See a pretty flower? Brag on the Lord. You hear me? Yes or no? Brag on Him. Pull into your driveway into a place to live. You pull that car up there and you hit that old button in the garage. Brag on the Lord. The Lord did this. Remember where you came from. Remember the pit He brought you from. Brag on the Lord. Amen? You got a relationship that once was going south. It was sour. It was hard. And now you're in a relationship that thing's good and it's better. Brag on the Lord. You hear me? Say. Brag on Him. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Say that. Magnify the Lord. Magnify Him. Build Him up. Make Him big. You're a big God. He's looking down going, I know I am, but I like you knowing that. Magnify Him. Why you make such a big deal out of God? Yes, I do. Amen. Do it. This should be our response. Let us exalt His name together. Say it with exalt His name. There should be one name in light, His. Amen. Come on. Exalt His name. Give Him glory. I sought the Lord and He heard me. What should my response be to His goodness? Seek the Lord. Seek Him. Look for Him. Try to find Him. be going after it. Wherever you're going, I'm going. Seek Him. And He heard me. Know He what? Okay, know that. This should be your response to the goodness of God. Man, you need, as you're praising Him, as you're exalting Him, as you're bragging on Him, man, know He hears you, but know in your struggle that He hears you too. He hasn't turned a deaf ear to you. He's a good God. What'd Jesus say? If a father knows how to give good gifts to his kids, how much more does your father give? If he asks for a bread, is he going to give you a stone? If he asks you for this, is he going to give you a snake? Jesus said, no. God knows how to be a good daddy. Amen? No, He hears you and delivers me from all my fears. Say that with me. No, He what? Delivers me from my fear. He'll deliver me from that. Why? Because He's a good God. He doesn't want me to stay in this fear. He does not want me to be afraid and scared and all anxious and stressed out and messed up. God wants to deliver me from that. You're going to find the answer to so much of this is putting your trust in Him. Sounds simple, guys. It sounds like to me it's a pretty good thing. They looked unto Him and were lightened. Look to the who? Lord, this should be your response to His goodness. As you see He's good and you start seeing He's good, it's going to cause you more often to be looking towards Him, be looking toward the Lord. Why? Because He's good. Why should I look your way? Amen. Say. They tried to get Nehemiah to come down off the wall, the people that were against him. He said, why should I come down and spend time with you? I'm doing a good thing. And he stayed right on that wall and got the job done. Amen. Come on. I love this part. They looked unto Him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. What should your response be to the goodness of God? Y'all listening? Show it on your face. This is going to help so many, I'm telling you right now. We say, I'm a Christian. You can't tell it. You can't tell it. I'm telling you. Show some teeth. Smile. Some dimples. Do something. Come on. Help us here. Come on. I'm a believer. I believe in Jesus. Amen. Well, you're killing us. Show it on your face, guys. Are you listening to me? Say. You might have wondered, why is it that I don't smile? It might be because in your mind, you've got a bad God. You get it down in your mind, your heart, your soul, that you've got a good God, and see if your pearly whites don't start showing. Amen? This is the day the Lord has made. I'll rejoice and be glad in it. Is that what the Bible says? Yes, it does. Sure, it does. I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Are you kidding me? Come on. Now, I'm going to tell you something as I'm reading, and I've seen this verse before, but I'm going to tell you something right now. When you start to see the goodness of God, wow, there's a verse here that is worth $1 million. Here it is. Psalm 34:6. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his trouble. How good is that verse? Is that like one of the best verses on the planet? Maybe it's just me. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him, and He saved me out of all my trouble. That's a good God that would do that. Are you hearing me? Woo! Come on! I love that. Man, I'm going to tell you something. If we was in Carolina in the country right now, they'd be running around the church house. I'm glad you're not. It would distract me probably. I have a double standard. I get to run. Isn't that terrible? That's horrible. Listen. No. Listen, this poor man cried. And he heard me. And he delivered me out of all my trouble. Can we do a little show of hands and you'd say, Pastor, don't lie to me now. You'd say, Pastor, that's true of me. He did that for me. Can I see your hands? Oh, this poor man cried. And he heard me. He delivered me out of all my trouble. That's the God you serve. See, I think that'd be good if you memorize that verse. And when you start to think bad, you start to think that one, all right? Amen? We're done. Did we lose the verse? Verse 7, look to the... Here it is. There we go. Thank you, brother. The angel of the Lord encamps round about them, those that fear Him, and He delivers them. Two last responses should be, know that God encircles me. Yeah, if you're having a bad day or a bad moment or even a bad spell in a relationship, I want you to know that you can think this way. He's all around me. He's all around me. He encircles me. That's my God. And really, He's going to take care of me. Even when I get hurt, He's not going to leave me. He's got me surrounded. Amen? That's a good God that would do that. He doesn't cut and run. God delivers me. You need to know that. Your response to the goodness of God should be, regardless of what you're going through right now, He's going to see me out of this. He is going to see me out of this. And I'm going to look back and I'm going to be out of this. And I remember a couple of years ago, I was in the pit, remember? And I kept pointing up to that little crack way up to the top. There's a little crack up there. And I kept saying, that's where I'm headed. That's where I am. Y'all hearing me? God's a good God. He didn't leave me in my trouble. He was with me in my trouble. He walked with me. He helped me grab on the side of the pit. And He's helped me. Amen, say. He's just blessed my life. And look at me. Woo. I'm fat and happy again. Amen. I got to work on that part. I say that to you to give you hope. God's a good God. Amen. Taste and see. Did you taste a little bit today? Can you say I went to church today and I know He's a nut, but that I did taste something today there? You sure didn't taste that God was a bad God here at Fellowship Church, did you say? Kidding me? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in Him. So who is God? He's a what? He's a good God. Say it with me now. We're done. God is. God is. God is. God is. God is. God is. God is a good God. Oh, you got to say this verse with me. Come on. Let's say it loud. Here we go. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his. How many loves that? Is other than just me? Is that good? You love that verse right there? Woo! A good God! Amen! Praise the Lord. Come on, stand up.